hear the music. You know it's time. It's time to connect the dots. Connect those dots. Put two and two together and get four. Outline the mosaic picture. That's what connecting the dots is all about. Even you can connect the dots. Hey, this is the Call-In Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And number here is 888-627-6008. Well, hey, if you have a phone, you can participate. How about that? You lucky dude, you. You lucky human being. Hey, you know what would really be great? I put the offer out there for quite a while now. If one of those extraterrestrials craft would call in, you know, the Galactic Federation of Light, the light forces that are, as I hear, they're here to rescue us. Well, you know, I believe if they have those kind of sophisticated technologies, I believe they would have the ability to make a phone call into a live radio show. It would be helpful for the human race to do that. And I believe they can do that without giving away their locations if they need to remain cloaked, something like that. You know, or they can contact one of their representatives on Earth, a human agent of theirs, and they can place the call. Because we really need to have some dialogue between these, our brothers and sisters, our galactic brothers and sisters. Yeah, they're out there. But they seem to be afraid to call into radio shows. And I don't see what the problem is. I mean, regular human beings know how to place a call without getting tracked from where they are. So, like, what's the problem? Are you shy? You don't know how to talk an ad-lib conversation? I mean, really? Well, hey, the offer's out there. Anyhow, hey, and of course, regular human beings, if you've got a phone, you can call in. And that's the deal. Anyhow, the thing dominating everybody's life right now is this stupid lockdowns. And yes, it is stupid and it's oppressive. And I have to talk about it. I mean, I go on Twitter and I post my comments there sometimes. I just have to put my two cents in because I'm outraged. Like many of us are outraged. We have governments all around the world that are listening to propaganda scientists of the pharmaceutical industry and the New World Order who are have hoodwinked and misinformed the government people, the decision makers, to put us in this crazy lockdown and this crazy thing of wearing the masks. And already the evidence is coming forth that the one country that didn't impose the lockdown, Sweden, they don't have any more cases of virus than anybody else. And then there's nobody talking about the 5G connection. You know, basically, it's been known for years, and decent scientists have been trying to lobby the government. Of course, they don't have enough money to lobby the government or any government because that's all governments ever listen to, is people with a lot of money, which reminds me of the latest tweets out there on Twitter saying that it's been uncovered that Bill Gates, Mr. Vaccine, kill you with the vaccine Gates, you know, Mr. Bill the Devil Gates, who wants to inoculate or rather kill everybody with vaccines, and cash in on the money he'll make doing that, guess what? You'll be paying for it. That's right. You, the taxpayer, is going to be paying for him to kill you with his poisonous vaccines. Is that a sad joke or what? But that's how it's playing out. And he's got the governments convinced to go along with his crap. And all the propaganda scientists for the New World Order, they're all in on this, you know? Manipulate the public with fear. Tell them that the solution to the coronavirus is vaccines. And then get them to roll up their sleeves and voluntarily ask for that poison to be injected into their systems. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's vaccines are illogical. And I pity the fool that'll ever try to debate that with me, no matter how many degrees he has, because when I ask him the key questions of, he'll be going humana, 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 like Ralph Cramden on The Old Honeymooners when he didn't know what to say. Because a conversation about vaccines will not hold true to any real questioning. They've lied to you for years. This is, you know, that's how deep this plot goes to con humanity into accepting bad science. Yeah. So anyway, what's going on Twitter lately is Bill Gates, Bill the vaccine killer Gates, to kill you with his vaccine Gates, Bill the devil Gates, has bribed the Congress, the U.S. Congress, with over $10 million worth of bribes, just the House of Representatives, I think, yeah. You know, he didn't want to go all the way and bribe the Congress, or maybe he couldn't. There weren't enough bribe takers in the the Senate, rather. But $10 million goes a long way in bribing our U.S. Congress, yeah. And they're jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah, let's waste the taxpayers' money on vaccines, looking for the vaccine. Well, anybody with any common sense, first of all, vaccines are not a solution to anything. They won't kill the virus. No way. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm going to keep on saying it. The solution to kill the virus, that's what we should be working for. Nobody's even talking about killing the virus, the C virus, which is a synthetic manipulated thing designed to really give people a hard time. Is solution is a vibrational solution. You know, something similar to a tuning fork. Let's call it a tuning fork device, where we just ring it. You know, and that'll kill the virus in your body and on clothing, wherever it is. It's that simple. Everything has a specific frequency, and it's, any of you junior Tesla scientists listening out there, if you hear my voice, start working on it yourself. You know, I realize you have to get the proper equipment to do the frequency test on the coronavirus, but that's it. First, you determine the frequency of the virus, and then you determine the frequency that's going to annihilate that frequency. It's that simple. Once the frequency is determined, hey, you know, people like the CIA or the Russian counterparts who have the vibrational weapons already, they might know the frequency already. You know, they certainly have the equipment to do the test. Of course, these groups, they don't want to let on they have sophisticated equipment like that. But because they want to keep all that technology for their mass-killing weapons. But anyhow, we could use a mass-killing weapon right now on this coronavirus. And too bad there aren't some people in those groups, CIA or the Russian version of it, or even maybe the Chinese version of it, that be willing to use the scientific equipment that they have, determine the frequency of the coronavirus, and then with a little trial and error, come up with a frequency that will annihilate the coronavirus. It's that simple, really. So any of your junior Teslas, Tesla wannabes, if you have the access to that type of equipment, vibrational technology, you can probably figure out the annihilation frequency in less than a week. That's how fast we can wrap this thing up. That's why people like me are running for president. That's right. This is Tom Edison speaking. I am a write-in candidate for this election. I was a write-in candidate in the last election. That's the only way us poor people, and I am a poor person, live way below the poverty level, can run for president. One of the few things you can do in this world is run for president of the United States as a poor person, and that's what I'm doing. But at the same time, I had the best credentials because I had the knowledge of how to solve all the problems simultaneously. And just like I've solved, I know the solution to this one already. It's a vibrational solution. It has nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine. You know, but the pharmaceutical salespeople, the propaganda scientists, the agents of the New World Order, they've convinced everybody in government that the vaccine is the solution. Well, anybody with any common sense knows the vaccine is not a solution to anything. It's injecting poison into people with the hope of doing something, whatever. In fact, I'll go further to say, the only reason anybody has ever had any success with vaccine is the placebo effect. You know, the propaganda scientists get out there and tell you, oh, this is going to help you, and they con everybody into believing it. And if you believe it, a placebo will work. But, of course, we have the track record of vaccines. They've been, you know, the mad scientists have injected so many poisons into them. Too often, that people succumb to illnesses from the poisons being injected to them. And that's the whole stupid concept of vaccines anyhow. Where's the logic of injecting poison into your system? You have to be out of your friggin' mind to allow someone to do that. Of course, you've been brainwashed into allowing people, some mad scientists, with a needle, even sticking a needle into your body, it's a violation of your freedom. Really? Why would you even want anybody to stick a needle into your body? I mean, really, if you're concerned about your health, well, get an education. You know, there's 35 modalities of healing. That's right. Why does the government and every country in the world basically only promote one modality of healing? Oh, yeah, the Chinese do promote a few, I admit that, but there's so many other modalities of healing. And the answer to this one is the coronavirus is a vibrational technology. And, of course, there's the tachyon chambers that I've been hearing about on Twitter for like way over a year now. And I've tweeted the people that talk about them, and the people that got back to me got this ridiculous idea that we on Earth here, the regular people, we can afford $25,000 for a tachyon chamber, and then the plan for us to get it from the people that supposedly can put these apparatuses together. they want half of that $25,000 put up front, mailed to some, you know, post office, the box, unreal location in Europe, and then with no guarantee you're going to get the stuff really shipped to you, and then somebody has to come and to assemble it, and then after they assemble it, then you're required to pay the other $12,500. Well, that sounds like a scam to get $12,500 out of every fool that's fool enough to trust a scam like that. I tried to communicate with these people and told them the best way to do is run a few test cases and use that as testimonials and go from there. No response. That was the end of the communication. They didn't want to hear anything about that. Well, that's what our galactic friends have, you know, that's how far they've gone with this. Not far enough. What's the point of wetting our tongues, wetting our appetites with tachyon chambers that can heal basically anything by just laying in them. And basically, you know, there's one place, I think, in the United States that has one. I called up the guy. The guy was a very nice doctor, you know. You got to spend for a poor person, you got to spend a fortune to come down to his location and hole up in a hotel, expensive hotel, for a couple of days, and then buy time, a couple hours at a time or whatever, over a number of days, which will hopefully give you some results. But at the same time, you know, it's an unrealistic solution for people that are living from day to day, which most of us are, including myself. I'm a day-to-day person, paycheck-to-paycheck person, you know? And these tachyon chambers ought to be given to us for free. Come on, the Galactic Federation, they don't have any money problems. They don't have any quantity problems. They could beam these things down to us, in fact. That technology is known, you know? So anyhow, I was talking to the doctor who has, the one doctor in the United States who has one. Friendly guy, you know. And I asked him a few key questions, and I found out what the tachyon chamber basically is. It's a pyramid, a frame pyramid. Perhaps it's, I don't know. This is uses for off the wall. It's a 8 to 9 foot base pyramid square. The base of a pyramid being square, so it's a, you know, 9 by 9 length times width, and I don't know what the angle of the pyramid is. So you need a big room to put it in. It's going to be a frame pyramid, of course. It's probably made out of good material, but it still wouldn't require $12,500 of parts. And you lay on a bed of crystals in the center. You lay down in the center, and you lay on the bed of crystals. Now, supposedly, somebody has to come to activate it, but I don't know how true that really is, because I've done my experimentation with pyramids, and, you know, that just might be a sales pitch con or something. If you were given the instructions how to set it up, it should work automatically, because pyramids are attraction modules, automatically attract to the universe. And you can prove that to yourself. Hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, how to do that. They basically, yeah, you can prove to yourself a pyramid works, and you don't, can be made out of anything. But I imagine this would be made out of some good conductive materials. The frame would be copper, you know, or silver, or gold, but gold is too flexible, so chances are it could be, you know, silver, or maybe even aluminum coated with gold could be the framework, but still not $12,500 worth of materials. Maybe it's a couple thousand dollars worth of crystals that you lay on. So anyhow, basically that's the model for it. And we could all have these right now. You know, I understand the principles of how it works. You know, you track in the tachyon particles. So there might be some other special materials that are need to be incorporated into the bed you lay on or something like that to attract specifically tachyon particles. But who knows? Maybe pyramids automatically attract the tachyon particles. Anyhow, they sure attract a lot of energies, invisible energies, and there's been a lot of crazy results or impressive results. You know, I talked to one of the great scientists of this time of our world a number of years ago. Unfortunately, he has passed on. You should study his work. His name is Dr. Patrick Flanagan. May he rest in peace. I believe he died recently in December. I hadn't talked to him in years, but when I did talk to him maybe 4 years ago, we had some conversations, and he mentioned to me about how his cats, but this is in literature too, you can look it up, how his cats, when laying in the pyramids, they no longer wanted to eat meat. And we know cats are meat eaters. They became vegetarians, and it's amazing results. Plus, there's all kinds of other amazing results done with pyramids. I've done my own experiments, and I talk about it in my book, Connected Dots Theory. That's why I tell people to buy it. It's not that I really can make any money off it, because there's just not that much money. Unless I'm selling millions of them, I'm not making that much money. You know, you make a couple of dollars off each book you sell, whether it's an e-book or a hardcover book or a softcover book or whatever you want to call it. But the books out there, you know, it's over. I put over like years and years of research into gather all that information. And it's out there as an education for the average person to begin to learn about what should have been taught to them in school or what's been kept from them by the our crazy governments that want to hoard information, or the secret agencies that are amongst the governments that prohibit the general public from having access to knowledge that should be public, we all should have public access to. So anyhow, yeah, pyramids, magical things happening with pyramids, all kinds of magical things. That's why the Great Pyramid in Egypt is such an important thing. I mean, scientists, what they've done, when they've researched it, they found out all amazing things and how it's connected to the Orion Belt, I believe, and it's connected to many other things on the planet. It's the great, that's why it's called the Great Pyramid. It's the keystone of the connecting all the other pyramids on the planet. And there's the artificial pyramid zones. Anyhow, there's so much information like that, I can't even begin to go into it. But anyhow, that's what tachyon chambers are, basically. And we could have them everywhere now, and people could be getting healed. Sure, anybody with coronavirus laid in a tachyon chamber be healed in probably a matter of hours. But because these things are only available at such a big expense, and you got to trust putting $12,500 into people at some unknown location, it's not going to happen, you know? I mean, really? I mean, I don't know who thinks these crazy plans up, but they don't understand humanity, that most of the people on this planet are poor, living from day to day. We can't afford things like that. It'd be nice if you gave them to us. You know, which brings me to that thing called the event. Yeah. Yeah. I've talked about it before, but I'll talk about it again tonight. Now, here's the deal. You know, the event is supposed to be this whoosh of energy coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe. We hear it's on its way, but at the same time, there's delays that are holding it back. And we've been told that we, the human race, are holding it back because we're not ready for it. And we've been told a lot of contradictory information regarding this. You know, it all sounded so great and grand. You know, it's like the old politician song and dance. Yeah, we're going to give you everything for nothing. And that's part of what this whole promise has been. Yeah, free replicators. Yeah, you know, we believe it'll happen someday, but it's not happening fast enough. Why put out the promotion that this is going to happen, like your presentation, like it's going to happen in a couple of weeks or a couple of months? Now, this has been going on for a couple of years. And we're all getting tired of this, you know? Who do they think we are, you know? We have to tolerate this nonsense with our government, and you're coming in and you're acting like our government, you know? We're losing faith in the situation here, you know? I believe it'll happen eventually, but this delay, you don't understand. You, the Galactic Federation out there, I hope you're, one of you are listening today. You, the light forces out there. You know, we all like your ideas and stuff like that, but you don't understand what really the suffering we're going through on planet Earth, and especially with this lockdown nonsense and what the 5G has been unleashed upon us, weakening us further. We have more confrontations ongoing. And you expect us to be more loving people? That's part of us doing our part. Yeah, we want to be loving people. But at the same time, you're sitting back and allowing the bad guys to pulverize us, you know. And you should be, stepping in and preventing a lot of this. But you're not, you know. I don't want to hear the excuses why you're not. I want you... You, the Galactic Federation, I'm asking you now, publicly, and I'm speaking for many people, not just myself here. I'm asking you, as a representative of the human race, to intervene. You have the power to do this. You have the knowledge to do this. You could shut down that 5G system in a matter of hours, if not minutes. Do it. You know, we're asking you for help. You know, you've been conning us, it seems like, telling us you're coming here to help us, you're coming here to save us, but then you're allowing all these bad things to continue, and you're allowing the bad things to even get worse. I still see chemtrails in the plane up there flying in the sky. You know, I still see other bad things going on. I see other looming dangers that are just waiting for somebody to push the button. And you guys are not even addressing some of these issues. You don't even know some of them. Yeah, you know about some of the things we don't know. You know plenty of things that we don't know, too. But I have real reason to believe, because I'm a very observant and informed person, that there's many things going on here that the bad guys have hidden. Trojan horse weapons that you don't even realize are here, because you're up there in your spacecraft and you're not doing on-the-ground reconnaissance as you should be, and you're afraid to talk to us. And there's some, we all know who they are, Corey Good and his other buddy, David Wilcox. Okay, you've chosen them to be the representatives of the human race, but those are not the best representatives of the human race. I'm sure they're nice guys. They seem like nice guys. I've watched some of their videos. They've got their head on straight. They mean well, but they don't have the pertinent knowledge that you should be gathering right now. People like me do. That's why I talk on the radio. Hey, the least you can do is call into the radio show and we can start some dialogue here, because it's people like me, and I'm not the only one, that had the inside information that David Wilcox and Corey Good don't have. You know, we've connected the dots more than they have, and we know the thinking of the dark side way better than anybody you know, and way better than you certainly know. That's for sure. When I hear these stories about the galactic wars going on for millions of years, I'm thinking, what the hell's wrong with everybody out there? How could you allow bad things to go on for that long? Listen, I happen to know the story about the Luciferian Rebellion. You know, I don't think you even know about the story, some of you out there. Or at least this galactic force that's here to save it. Well, it just so happens, when you get find out the details of that, you got to wonder, why was it allowed to manifest and run its course? Do you realize all the suffering that went by that? There's no reason to do that. We have a great saying on planet Earth here. It's called, a stitch in time saves nine. And I'll argue that point forever. it was mishandled, the situation. The Luciferian Rebellion could have been stopped way sooner. There was warnings, there was recommendations, and it was allowed to go its course, like apparently it was the method of dealing with the rebellions in the universe twice before. Well, that's not, there's a better way to do it. And people like me, spirits like me living in a human body, know about the better way. And we know when the line in the sand has to be drawn, and we know when to stop things. And it doesn't necessarily violate free will. You can stop people from doing bad things without violating their free will. If you don't know how to do that, well, boy, you ought to come to Earth and learn. Spend a lifetime here and learn how to do those things like I've done. You know, I mean, really. I am outraged. I'm outraged at the stupid governments in this world. I'm outraged at the cabal, and I'm outraged at the galactic forces that are just like, what? Geez, guys, I mean, I don't understand how you can not know how the human race is suffering now, and it's just getting worse, because you guys have the ability to intervene. And don't tell me how you can't do it, please. I don't want to hear it. There's always a way to do something. We have another great saying on Earth, where there's a will, there's a way. And sometimes it requires ingenuity, and I don't believe you guys have too much ingenuity, really. You really get ingenuity when you're stuck in a bad situation, like living in a controlled planet like Earth, and you have to learn to navigate, and you come up with all different ideas and methods of getting around the obstacles. And so, you know, I'm not the only one on this planet that has ingenuity. There's many of us, but you're not talking to those of us that have the ingenuity. Again, you appointed your two people, David Wilcox and Corey Good, to represent us. But these are not people with ingenuity, really. You know, I've watched their videos. Yeah, they're great people, decent people, and they want to be helpful, and that's all wonderful and fine. But to deal with the dark side, you need ingenuity, and you have to be clever than the cleverest mad scientists out there. And there are people, I'm not the only one, but believe me, the dark side, they're clever, but they're not as clever as people like me. And I'm not the only one, but you need to start talking to people like me. And so the ball's in your court, but you don't know how to you don't know how to volley back, apparently. I mean, really, I don't know what to say, except, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got some 2 cents to add to this conversation, call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. And what was I going to say? Yeah. You know, recently, some information was revealed on Twitter. A lot of this secret, so-called what was secret, is now being revealed on sites like Twitter and other sites out there, that the HARP frequencies, we knew they were bad negative frequencies, but they're supposedly actually being broadcasted to prevent the good galactic people from landing their craft on Earth. Now, you know, that sounds like a big excuse as to why they haven't landed, believe me. You know, it doesn't, again, it's ingenuity. You know, don't tell me that you can't evade the HARP frequencies. There's always a way to do something. You guys, you know, you Galactic Federation people, while you're out there floating around waiting for the planets to align or whatever, apparently I've gathered you're into astrology. Yeah, I understand the basic concept of the energies lining up. Okay, but on Earth, most of us don't pay attention to that, and therefore we rely on ingenuity. Doesn't matter how the planets are aligned, we can make things work with ingenuity. How about that? Well, you only learn that from experience, you know? But you're missing the point, I think, here. We're suffering on a daily basis here, and it's getting worse. We can't wait for planets to be aligned. You know, you're out there in the no time zone. You have all the time in the world, okay? But that's not our situation here. You need to be a little more compassionate and concerned about how we're suffering on a daily basis here. You know, our health is deteriorating. We can't wait for these planet alignments to happen for you to initiate your plans. You need to initiate plans immediately, and you guys need to respond to us immediately. You know? That's how things are done on Earth. That's what great results happen. They happen immediately. We call for help, and we get it. If you can't respond immediately for our call for help, man, you need to get your act together. This is planet Earth, you know? This is a whole different sensation here. And we're on living in a human body that whose health is being taxed from 10 different areas probably right now, all angles where our health is being taxed. And you could give us the machines, beam down the machines, the tachyon machine is functional. So why aren't you doing it? I'm asking you to do that. You don't know how to strategically do that? Well, you need to consult a strategist like myself. There's always a way to do something without the enemy being aware of what's doing. Always a way. You know, you've got a lot to learn here. You know, why don't you start watching our science fiction movies for the last 20 years? We'll give you some ideas. No, for the last 75 years, start watching our, 70 years. Yeah, start watching our science fiction movies from 1950 on, you know, and you'll have a lot of ideas of how to use ingenuity to solve problems. Watch all the Star Trek episodes. Watch Stargate SG-1 episodes. And the Outer Limits, and you'll learn a lot about ingenuity. You know? I mean, I'm sure you're not working 24/7. You're up there floating around waiting for planetary alignments. Well, you got plenty of time to start watching these movies and videos and learn a little ingenuity and learn about the spirit of humanity. Because you guys got a lot to learn, you know, and I'm very displeased with the way things are going. If I had to give you a report card evaluation, you're working on a C-, you know. You keep talking about all these things you've done. Well, the basic person on Earth here hasn't seen anything, period. Yeah, I hear, you know, I follow the Starseeds on Twitter, and they say they feel the frequency coming. Well, that doesn't do anything good for the people who are suffering. And if you don't understand that, boy, you've got a lot to learn. You know? And you guys have the technology to step in right now and stop a lot of these bad things from happening. You know? Again, and you're just so unresponsive, you know. You started promising that $70 billion will be given to us. Yeah, I hope you don't plan on giving it to the governments because they'll just waste it like they do. Don't you realize anybody in government basically can't be trusted? All the leaders of the world can't be trusted. Don't you realize that? Who are you going to give the $70 billion to? The people that are trustworthy are the common people. You know, I mean, really, what kind of a plan do you got going there? I've requested for over 2 years. Give me my portion of the $70 billion. $70 trillion that has been promised us for over 2 years now. Well, you know, what's the point of putting out tweets on Twitter that the Galactic Federation is planning on giving us $70 trillion? Huh? What's the point of saying that if you're not coming through with it when we're asking for it? Don't you understand? I mean, there are those of us that know what to do. $70 trillion You know, give that to an intelligent person like me. I'll solve all the problems, really. I'll shut down the whole cabal, and I'll shut down the 5G, and I'll shut down the chemtrails, and I'll shut down all the other bad things, and have money to spare. And it will do it without bloodshed. But talking about bloodshed, if you guys don't intervene and stop this, all these bad things happening now, it's going to be bloodshed everywhere. You know, we're just a tweet or two away from revolution. That's how close it is. It's just around the corner, and it's going to be bloodshed. Because the people, the government, and the New World Order controls all the governments with their totalitarian mentality and their police state mentality, and the police are all geared up for war, and they're going to just push us a little too far, and then there's going to be retaliation. Is that what you want to see? Because that is what is on the menu, and that is what is going to happen, and you're going to force us to get into a bloody confrontation because, you know, we have to save ourselves because all you're doing is talk so far as we can see. What good is it telling us about all these things you removed? You removed this, you removed that on the daily surface here. Plus, you told us we're going to be the last to be taken care of. Well, we're the ones who are suffering here, and you could intervene and stop a lot of this bad stuff from happening. Well, $70 trillion put in the hands of somebody like myself could certainly solve all the problems in a very short time, a lot faster than you're solving them. Believe me, I don't care how many weapons they have at it. I don't care how many secret organizations they have. If I have $70 trillion, believe me, I'll just, you know, there's enough money there, $70 trillion, to bribe everybody just to do the right thing. And as you know, humans respond to bribe money. I mean, it's pretty much that simple. What the hell are you holding, planning on giving us $70 billion in the future sometime when the planets align according to your liking, when there will be millions and perhaps billions more will have died, you know? Because this revolution is, like, just around the corner. You know, it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and once it starts, it's going to be until the end. It's going to be the old Book of Revelation doomsday scenario. I don't care if this is the new timeline or the not, you know. I know all the things that you can do. I know that you guys can land your craft, and don't tell me about the harp nonsense. Don't be harping on that. You can counter that, really. I've read about the technologies. I don't have access to them, but I've read about them. You know, the information is out there. Beam me up, Scotty. You can beam me up. You can beam us up, or you can beam down. But there's no need for prolonging the suffering to wait for planetary alignments, please. That is so inconsiderate. It's unbelievable, you know. And I hope you're listening to this message somehow, or somebody gets this message, or you download the show after it's over or something, the podcast on this. But really, am I the only one speaking up for the human race? Apparently so, you know? And I'm annoyed as hell, believe me, the way things are going. Well, I just had to get that all out. And all I got to say is calling all patriots. That's right. It's time to start gathering together in small groups out there, local neighborhoods, and start your vigilante groups. That's right. And those of us that have the guns, we need to start forming our own police protection units, because they're planning on going into people's houses and dragging people out against their will. And we have to be ready for this, to confront the armed police when they show up and start trying to take people away to the death camps. That's right, the FEMA camps, which will be the death camps. And we all see this coming, but it's time for action now. You know, so start getting your groups together, because sooner or later, the straw that breaks the camel's back is going to happen. Don't wait on celestial brothers and sisters, our galactic brothers and sisters, because they don't understand what it is to come to the rescue when it's needed. They're on some time schedule that has to do with alignment of planets, and that is not going to suffice our dire situation here. We have to begin uniting with private policing. I recommend that all towns, if your police are getting overly pushy, get to the mayor and the city council and have them get rid of the police department. You'll be better off with vigilante groups. That's where it's at now. You don't believe me? Just watch what's going on in Britain. You know, and it won't be, happening a little here, but in Britain, they've got a total police lockdown state, and the police are just bothering people for being outside and talking to each other, which is basically worse than communism almost. And they're arresting people and fining people for infractions, little infractions like that. Meanwhile, doing nothing to stop real crime and all the rapes that go on over there in England and those other European countries where the migrants just, you know, they just go out and rape women all the time and get away with it because the police have been told, leave the migrants alone. And who's telling them that? They're bribe-taking government people. You know, government is public enemy number one. Every country in the world, including the United States now, these governors, like, they've all become dictators, and they're forcing lockdowns, and I feel sorry for the people in California. Your governor is equivalent to a mad scientist, and they're talking about invading people's house. Don't participate in this tracing nonsense. Again, that's to find out information, and they're going to use that information to go into your house and drag out anybody who came in contact with somebody who had it, and they're going to put them in a concentration camp. Yeah, this is what's planned. If you're not paying, you're not going to hear this on mainstream media, but it's out there on Twitter, on the internet. Might be out there on Facebook too. Of course, Facebook gets rid of things real fast. You know, that jerky little kid who owns it. You know, he's in with the New World Order. They don't want free speech. They don't want people talking the truth about the conspiracy. Yeah, and that's another thing. Anybody who calls anybody a conspiracy theorist, don't trust that person. Because anybody who's talking about a conspiracy, chances are it's real. Otherwise, he wouldn't be talking about it. And there are conspiracies all the time. All the time, there's hundreds of them going on right now, literally. You know, I'd be here for 2 hours if I had to list every conspiracy going on. I've got quite a few of them in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Again, that's why if you want to find out what the hell's going on behind the scenes, buy my book. And in a couple hours of reading, it only takes that long. I have only 100 pages of text there. No filler, it's just to the point. You'll find out quickly about all the bad things going on, things that people never even talk about. You know, all this blood. Do you know where all the blood is going? I've asked that question of anybody. Nobody has the answer. Where's all the blood going? I don't know. They give it to the ETs, the blood-sucking ETs. I have no idea. They mix it in with the animal feed. Who knows? That's the problem. Nobody knows. There's just so many bad things going on. That's why we have to take command of the situation. You know, the new revolution has already started, and we're just idly sitting back at home with our masks on, which is ridiculous. Stop listening to the authorities. The authorities are your enemy. Unfortunately, they all have to be replaced. The blackboard has to be wiped clean. you know? The old thing called the police department, it needs to be replaced with vigilante groups that have a compassion and understanding for people. All the laws need to be changed. The laws are oppressive. If you look at all the laws from after World War II until today, all of them are oppressive. They continue. Every time the Congress makes a law or the state makes a law, it takes away people's rights to choose and think for themselves. Go check it out for yourself. We have so many damn laws on the books that restrict people being free human beings. It's unrealistic, you know? Jesus had it right. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That one simple law is enough for any society to live by. You know, the libertarians, you know, liberal has become a bad word, but there is that party, the libertarians. I've gone to some of their meetings. And they told me, yeah, I was a libertarian too, they said. You know, I explained to them, well, anybody ought to be able to do anything they want, so long as what they're doing doesn't harm somebody else. And they said, that's exactly how we feel, too. It's that simple. We don't need all these laws. All these laws don't help our society. They hinder it, and they take away people's freedoms, you know, which we are entitled to, you know? And so we need to get rid of all those laws, but we can't count on our government to do that because they're all bribe takers. They only do things that benefit the corporations or do favors for the people that have the bribe money. So we need a system that really works. You know, America is not a democracy. It's a republic, and in republics, the representatives have all the power. I've said it before, you know, and they can't be trusted. No, just like the police can't be trusted anymore, you know? They're willing to follow ridiculous orders that violate the Constitution. Why do we have police departments? We need to get rid of them. We need a replacement system. It's called rotating police, where everybody does their turn every week. The force changes everyone. So you'll think twice about mistreating your neighbors because they'll have the authority the following week, and they will be able to get back at you. You know, and it keeps the balance of things. These things, hired police, that they're the only ones that have the guns, and they don't even know the laws themselves, and they abuse their power continuously. And even if all of them don't, you know, there's enough bad apples there to get rid of the system. Do the people have to do that? Some towns' mayors can fire the police department. They're ended. You know, you got to take part in your government. You know, democracy doesn't work unless you're taking part. You all need to grab your torches, march downtown, and convince the bully or bully the city council. Like, get rid of the police department. We don't need them. We'll form our own voluntary police forces. And on a rotating basis, we don't need these higher agents of the government because that's what the police have become. First of all, they're victimizers of the general public to add to the coffers of the local township to bring in money, you know? Regular people can police just as well as these so-called cops. And we need to have policing that respects the individual and his rights. None of this nonsense that's going on today where the police gives you orders and you have to roll over and play dead. That is bullshit. That is Nazi behavior. And nobody likes it. So we need to change all of these things. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. That's why everybody in this country, Democrat or Republican, should consider doing a write-in vote for somebody like me that knows how to solve the problems. I'm talking about it right here, you know? You know, already at the beginning of the show, I told you what the solution to the coronavirus is, you know? Vibrational technologies, you know? I know who all the dirty, rotten players are. You know, I know all the laws need to be changed. I know how to take command of a situation and put the Congress to work, you know? Make them. They want to be public representatives. They need to work for the public. They're doing nothing for you now. All they're talking about is, you know, they're grandstanding and pretending to do something for you. And some of them are not even good at that. You know, it's sickening. Well, anyhow, let's just switch to a positive note here, because I said enough about this. You want to see positive things? Go to YouTube and watch my videos. I got a good one coming up next week. It's not up yet, but I've got a great one that's out there. It's called The Earth, She Loves You. Go to YouTube. You know, they got four choices there. Hit the music. Click on the music choice. The information bar comes up. Type in it. The Earth, She Loves You. And there's another love-promoting video out there. It's called Thank You, Beatles and Fans. Beatles, spelled like the band, the famous band. B-E-A-T-L-E-S. Thank You, Beatles and Fans. It captures the love that they brought into the world. And that's why they became the world's greatest band of all time, because no band, no rock and roll band ever brought so much love into the world than the Beatles. And the response they got from the fans who poured their hearts out to give back, return that love to them. And I've captured it all in my video, Thank You, Beatles and Fans. See what the power of music can really do. It's out there on YouTube right now. I've got 13 videos out there on YouTube. You want to have a good time? Find out what it used to be like to go to a club, because there's never going to be clubs like this again because of all this crap they've dumped on society. My movie, Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. You know? Again, go to YouTube, click the music button, and key in the words. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's a 29-minute rock and roll documentary that shows you the glory and good times of rock and roll. And you'll be impressed. Extremely entertaining. I claim it's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there, because it's just that good. And for you guitar players, if you want to hear some of the best guitar playing that was ever put down, recorded, again, go to YouTube. My song, Let Me Coax You On. That's it. Go to YouTube, click on the music button when the information bar comes up. It's called Let Me Coax You On. It's a video enhancing the music. And you'll hear some of the best guitar music you ever heard in your life, equal to that of Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, or any other great guitar player that you think is the greatest. Well, it's in my song, Let Me Coax You On. And because it has a great video behind it, it makes the music sound even better. And what can I tell you? You know, you need to concentrate on things like that. Hey, the Star Seeds, find out who the Star Seeds are. Go on Twitter. And there's quite a few of them out there. They're here from the Pleiades, you know, that constellation up in the sky. It looks like a mini, mini, mini size Dipper. Otherwise known as the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades. Well, the Star Seeds are from the Pleiades, and they're here to help us evolve. And the main message they give out all the time is love, love, love. And that's part of my complaint to the Galactic Federation and the light forces that are trying to liberate us. You're making it real difficult for us to be extremely loving when you're allowing us to be suppressed by all these cabal negative things that they're dumping on us. That's why you need to intervene now. You need to change your course of action to be more responsive to the immediate needs. Do I have to draw you a picture? Apparently so, but you know, try to catch the meaning here with the words. Okay, my friends, it's coming to the end of the show, and I end my show with music all the time. First, you're going to hear the lead One of the most tasteful lead guitar solos at the end of my song, "Are You the Party in Kind?" Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." That's right. Could be your anthem, too. We all want to be somebody. Okay, and both of those songs are also out on YouTube, too. Like I said, I got 13 out there, and there's going to be a couple more up before next Saturday. So, okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and take us out of here with the music. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.